All right, folks. So I'm just recording this to just be recording this. It's going to be another late show. I kind of got up to speed on AEW. I was discombobulated yesterday, so I actually lost track of time on what time AEW actually came the fuck on, because by the time I remembered, it was already over. I was discombobulated yesterday. A lot of shit was going on in my brain. Not really a lot of wrestling stuff to get into. Like I said before, I'm not gonna really get into a lot of AEW stuff. This is pretty much mainly sports related, you know, if I can say that, because like I said, I know I have to record something. You know, I got to get more grasp for recording this stuff, but you know, so I got to get more interested in it, which I will. Like I said before, I got another week. We officially a week out before the NFL. Actually, I got great college football this week. Like I said, I thought I was going to get into some college football last week, and then I looked at the schedule last week, and I was just like, ugh, I don't want to see none of these college teams. That's pretty much how it went last week. I did watch a game, but it was like, what the hell am I really watching? What the hell is really going on? So I didn't really, it wasn't no purpose of really getting into it. Cause like I said, all the main teams this week start, I think tonight. I think Ohio State play. I'll probably watch that just to get my legs, you know, not just to get me ready for actual real good football. And then I think this weekend we got Alabama playing Miami, Georgia playing Clemson. Good games, you know, top 25 teams playing against each other. So it's pretty much where that's going to be coming from this weekend. So hopefully I could probably get into some of that stuff. And then I got All Out, the pay-per-view of, you know, I think what we had on AEW last night, I did see some things. I think Billy Gunn turned on Big Show. Like, really? Like, when I read that, and then I even think I saw a clip, I was just like, what? And then it was like one of the things where you're like, okay, so pretty much AEW is mini WWE pretty much. Because they pretty much doing the same shit that damn WWE is pretty much do. They just like to get on AEW TV all the time and just like to, you know, remind, you know, pretty much say WWE name in so many ways. And like I said, people can come out and say, oh my God, like, you know, AEW is better than WWE. They got better wrestlers and all. Like at the same, like at the end of the day, these wrestling companies start to be the same at the end of the fucking day. You know, it's all like a revolving door. It's a revolving circle. But at the end of the day, the mainstay will always be WWE. You know, I mean, until proven otherwise. You know, because I mean, you can be proven wrong in this line, in this, you know, I don't want to say line of business because I just do a show, but I'll say in the world of wrestling, you can be proven wrong, you know, because I mean, in sports, you can always be proven wrong, you know, I mean, unless you just go with, like in the NBA, you know, if you don't want to be proven wrong, I mean, you can be proven wrong, but if you just want to, you know, let's say you want to be the smart person in the room, you can be like, well, whatever team LeBron goes on, they're going to win a championship, you know, or for years in the NFL. Well, the Patriots are always will more likely be in the Super Bowl and more than often to win, unless you know, and until recently, if you're Tom Brady, you just go to a team and just take them to the Super Bowl and win it, right? You know, but in wrestling, it's just more of like right now the notion is if you're not WWE, it doesn't really matter. And AEW, they can be a force, but like I said before, until proven wrong, like I said, WCW was the only company that was pretty much was probably remote. They came remotely close to putting WWE out of business, and we talking like 1997. Bad out of business. The only thing that pretty much saved WWE, let's be honest, is house shows and the fact that they had young wrestlers, you know, not you know, they and you know, they had young wrestlers and you know, they pretty much, you know, wasn't syncing with contracts that Ted Turner probably didn't even realize Eric Bischoff was actually you know, doing, because you got creative control contracts and all this other stuff. Now, hopefully AEW is not stuck with those same kind of things. And people be like, well, WWE is doing that whole, you know, contract thing with guys like Brock Lesnar. Yeah, it's a yes and a no thing, because now WWE has the money to actually compensate for contracts like that. And I don't even think that Brock even have, like, creative control. He just probably tell him, look, I'll do business, but it's got to be done the right fucking way. And I only do it with a certain amount of days, because he already know he's a money-making machine. He went to UFC. He became even more of a legend than what he was before he left wrestling, so he can come back to WWE and pretty much pick his spots. And Goldberg pretty much does the same thing. You know, so... And it's not like the Hulk Hogan where they'll hope, well, I don't want to go that far, but, you know, with Hulk Hogan, it's like we were expecting him back in the day to pretty much like try to defend the title at least on every pay-per-view. Even though he was champion, he only defended it like once in the blue moon. And I mean, WWE kind of does the same shit, but like I said before, WWE at this day and age, they can get away with the type of shit because you don't got WCW hovering over your head, and AEW is no WCW. Yeah, they signed CM Punk. Yeah, they got Daniel Bryan coming in this weekend. Yeah, they might get Bray Wyatt. I think Ruby Riott is there. I don't know. Do you know? I don't fucking know. But, I mean, AEW still is not on a level of a WWE level yet. Like, they're not. It's going to take a while before they get to that level. And I hope that, like, you AEW fans out there, which I'm a fan of, I'm a fan too, but I'm one of those fans that I understand that AEW is not on the WWE level yet. It's going to take a whole lot. Because let's just be honest, AEW's only been in this daggone fucking wrestling world for like how long? 4 years, if. And I'm just being nice. Because I think 5 years ago, it was just a hope and a dream of an AEW, and then we got it. So they only had like mainstream TV for about two years. So it's going to take a while for them to actually build up to be what WWE is. And WWE selling can only get but higher than what they wanted to be. Because let's just be honest, WrestleMania is like a Super Bowl. So that's pretty much WWE's money-making machine right there. That's their Super Bowl. Matter of fact, that's wrestling Super Bowl. No matter what AEW will tell you, they don't have a WrestleMania. They don't even have a Starrcade. Okay? People are like, well, Double or Nothing. It's not a Starrcade yet. It's not what people would want to believe that it is, because it's not what it is yet. Even though I am an AEW fan, I just think that I watch it because it's different. It's a different product. It's different from what I'm used to watching every Monday or Friday night for the past 20 years. You know, TNA bullshit. You can watch everything else, though. Like, the independence is fine. But the independence is always going to be the independence, right? You know? So, the independence is always going to be the independence. So, it is what it is with the independence. I can't necessarily come out here and shit on independence. You know? Because, I mean, I like the independence just as well as everybody else do. I mean, that's where everybody pretty much come from now. Like, the independence. So, but AEW is not an independent, not supposed to be an independent show. It's supposed to be, you know, getting to the level of WWE. And they like the closest thing since WCW. TNA should have been, but they never pretty much got there. And why? Because TNA was, they already, first of all, TNA screwed themselves already because they had talent. They had everything. But what they wanted to do, they wanted to put WWE's name in their mouth. And they thought that they were on a they wanted to be, you know, what can I call it? What can I call it? You know, when WCW was the shit back in 96, 97, and they was talking like a bunch of shit about WWF on like every program, like every week on Nitro. That's what TNA was pretty much doing. But TNA wasn't even shit. The only time that people really heard about TNA, I think, was one time when I think Vince had did a parody on what was it, Barack Obama, and I think it was, I forgot who he was running against back in 08, and it was like a wrestling match, but it was like the most boring shit that Vince probably ever done in the wrestling ring ever, and I think the fans were chanting TNA, TNA, you know, and that was it. Only notoriety he got. So, you know, all in all, you know, like I said, you know, but and I'm not sitting here, I'm not trying to be the, oh, he's a WWE, you know, guy. He just loves WWE's. This is what he does. No, because I'm about to get into what I'm about to get into right now. Because like I said before, if you would ask me right now, what do I rather watch on TV, AEW or WWE? Of course I watch AEW. AEW is more entertaining right now. Like I said, I just got to get imprinted in my mind that I got to watch this shit on Wednesdays and not on, you know, I'm just, it's just got to get imprinted in my mind, which it will. It'll be a, you know, muscle memory. Like I said, sometimes I'm falling off because, like I said, it's muscle memory that I know Raw comes on every Monday. But Raw been coming on every Monday for the past, what, 30 years? So it's like, yeah, of course. I think I've been watching, what I've been watching Raw for like since the beginning. I know I've said I've started watching wrestling around 95, but I knew Raw was coming on Mondays when I was a kid because my father used to watch it. He just pumped it. He just, you know, he watched it so much, I started watching it. And I just, like I said, my first memories of wrestling was watching Nitro versus WWF because he would click back and forth, and I'm just like, okay. And this is like the end of 95 going into 96 because Diesel was still on WWF television. Diesel and Razor Ramon and shit and Yokozuna and everything. So, yeah. It just was that. That's when I started watching it regularly, you know. I was familiar with it. I just started watching it on a regular, and I've never stopped watching it since. But I can get into WWE real quick because, like I said before, I might as well, you know, because, like I said, it's going to be all AEW this entire weekend, especially at the pay-per-view. You know, I mean, I'll get into a little bit of AEW right now. I did see the face-to-face between Darby Allin and CM Punk. That shit just made me want to watch the match even more because they don't got to really talk. They had Sting talk, and I was always wondering. I was like, well, what's going to be the dynamic if Sting going to be out there? But Sting already laid it out. I'm not going to be out there. I want to see this like everybody else. And I know it's a wrestling promo, but in his heart, you could tell Sting probably like, look, we got one shot at this crap. Let's just give it one-on-one while we got it. No. You know, hopefully there's no bullshit to it. It's just let CM Punk and Darby Allin go out there and see what kind of chemistry they have and let them blow the roof off the fucking place. Pretty much that's all everybody want to see, right? Nobody want to see no schmudge and nothing because we're going to probably get a bunch of that stuff on our other matches and probably the main event because, like I said, you know, prediction, Daniel Bryan should be coming in right at the end because if you think that, you know, Christian Cage took the Impact title away from, you know, Kenny Omega. First of all, that's just a way to get that crap off of Kenny Omega because he's probably like, I don't want this fucking crap. He only holding it to give Impact a name. He don't need the title. He's holding the AEW world title for goodness sakes. He don't need that title just to justify himself. And I know I was on record of saying I don't, you know, I'm not really a Kenny Omega fan, but let me be on record of saying I already know how great this man is in the fucking ring. I'm just talking for as like if I was looking at it from a character standpoint of if you were building your franchise around a certain guy. But I know who the fuck Kenny Omega is. This guy was giving us 10, what was Meltzer giving it 10 star matches in New Japan Pro Wrestling. I actually watched the matches. You know, if you was actually rating a fucking wrestling match, yo, that's who that guy is. So he don't need to justify no Impact title. Only thing you can do is just give him the AEW title and give it some and just let that title get more credibility in what it is. But if you think Christian Cage is about to take the AEW World Heavyweight title away from Kenny Omega, you fucking high. The only reason why Christian Cage is wrestling Kenny Omega is to give Kenny Omega a status of a legend, of beating a legend. And then we're going to have him probably in a damn, you know, match against Daniel Bryan because that's going to be the holy shit moment of the night. So, you know, fuck fuck the Impact title. Who the fuck still watches TNA or Impact? Like, the company was so bad, they tried to switch the names and try to be different, but it's the same fucking company, and nobody is there anymore. I think I've seen, like, a clip of a recent Impact. I don't know who the fuck was wrestling, but it looked sad. It looked like, okay, somebody just tell somebody, like, whoever is running that shit, somebody just tell them it's over. It's not needed anymore. AEW is killing it. WWE is about to, you know, nah, I'm not going to say they're killing it. They're killing it with the Roman Reigns shit. But they're, you know, WWE is WWE. You know, you don't even have to, that's just their meaning right there. They're WWE. That's like if the XFL was doing, like, let's say great numbers or okay numbers, but they're going up against the NFL. Like, the NFL is the NFL. It doesn't matter. Like, they're already established. They can have, like, you know, a whole week of, like, bullshit, you know, games with the referees doing dumb shit. After week five, everybody's on to week six because we'll forget about that crap. And just go on to week six because we know NFL is where the actual fucking football talent is. Not saying, you know, AEW don't have the talent, because AEW can turn into another version of the WWE and just have, like, they're building to get into, like, the greatest talent. But right now, TNA doesn't have, the Impact doesn't even have that. Like, AEW pretty much screwed, you know, Impact. And I'm not mad at Impact. Impact can do what they want right now. Like, they can do no wrong right now. They're on cloud nine, and they can only go but higher. But let's get into some WWE, though, folks. Let's talk about AEW. I mean, let's talk about WWE. And no, I'm not going to talk about the whole, you know, Nia Charlotte thing that happened on Raw, whatever. That type of stuff happens in wrestling. So for people to even make that into a big deal, shoot yourself. Because that type of shit always happens in wrestling. That's never, like, not the newsworthy thing. Now, if that was, like, something that happened backstage, I'd rather that type of shit happen in the ring where they can, okay, we aired out our grievances, we did a little shoot, we in the back, nothing happens, nothing came of it. They probably talked about it and I was like, hey, you go, okay, okay, that's cool. And then they moved on about their business, right? That type of shit happens in wrestling. It all the time, like, like, get over it. That's not even newsworthy shit. Because I don't even think nothing came of it when they went to the back. So, that's that. But I wanted to talk about the Becky Lynch stuff, because everybody was talking about the heel turn and everything and how they don't like it. And I'm going to tell you, I don't like it either. Because I look at the situation like this, and I'm hearing people saying out their mouth, yeah, well, they got to make a heel because Bianca Belair is a face. I'm like, but do they, though? Like, do they really have to, though? Because we've seen this time and time again where you force, where WWE will force things on fans, and fans know it, and you can you can see fans, like, they'll, you know, they might boo it, but I think they're only booing it mostly because of what, you know, what they know Vince is probably telling them to do. Because let's be honest, like, out of the one woman that's on that, like, on the whole entire WWE roster that can come out and pretty much do no wrong to the WWE fans would be Becky Lynch. She should be, like, the Stone Cold version of the women's division, right? Like, everybody wants to cheer. She's, like, been, like, the hottest commodity out of all the women since, like, forever, right? People, you know, and I mean, and like I said, I'm talking about, like, a real hot commodity. Like, Charlotte Flair is Charlotte Flair. She could be, you know, you make her a heel, she could just heal it up. You know, people will boo it, you know. But with Becky, it's like people want to cheer her because they want her to be their Stone Cold. They don't want this 2001 version of Stone Cold where she's running away from fights, not accepting challenges, not doing this, not doing that. I would at least had her come out, and if Bianca asked her, well, look, I deserve my rematch, I would at least had Becky say, oh, I accept your rematch, but we're going to do it on my terms. That would make it look less of her trying to back down while her saying, just nope, and then she's healing it up. Nobody want to see a heel Becky. So, for us getting a heel Becky is not good, but like I said, I'm a person that always says this. I'm going to see where they go with it because maybe, you know, we'll see where they go with this more on Friday because everybody's just not liking it right now. And I'm a person that's not liking it, but I'm going to see where they go with this. I always say I'm going to see where they go with this. And I heard from the grapevine that they was like, well, I think they said she wanted to be a heel because she seen what Roman Reigns did with his heel character. That's different because, yeah, was Roman Reigns a face at one point? Yeah. But he was a face that was highly booed from his first, you know, run as a, you know, baby face. And it was different from Cena. Like when Cena was first turned face, people loved it. He come out there, he do a shtick. You know, he talk about you, he rap on you, everything, whatever, whatever. And then he go in the back. With Roman Reigns, it was more forced. And I mean, yeah, they could be like over the years, John Cena was forced. Yeah, John Cena was forced, but his merchandise sales compensated for him being forced. People still bought it. Kids loved him. I don't know about the whole Roman Reigns thing, so they had no choice but to really turn him heel. And now people loving the fact that he's heel because he's just natural at the shit. He's a straight up ass. He's a dick. So that's why I love the shit so much. Before I get out of here, I'm gonna talk about a little bit of sports. So, like I said, I told, like everybody know, I'm a Ravens fan. I've been on this Ravens stuff for a while, and I've running back J.K. Dobbins out for the year, ACL tear. It sucks, but I'm a football guy, so I look at it like this: next man up. We usually run running backs by committee, so you know I'm not too much worried about the running back position. What I am worried about is the fact that I'm looking at all these sports shows talking about how much pressure is on Lamar to win a championship this year, and it's just on him. But have we fucking forgotten that it was four other quarterbacks that don't get more pressure than Lamar Jackson? They're like, oh, because he was a unanimous MVP. But you motherfuckers didn't believe in him from the start. So how does he get, you know, more pressure than anybody else? How does he get more pressure than anybody else? Nobody believed in him. The Ravens even, like, they didn't even believe in him from the first pick they got. And they got that pick wrong, and that guy's not even on the roster no more. So, you know, like I said before, nobody believed in him. He had to come out and prove himself. And then it's like, okay, he wins unanimous MVP. Well, this is what it was. When they first got him, they're like, it's not going to work. So they need to take over the job for Flacco. And at that time, I think the Ravens was abysmal. I think they were like, four and five. So then Lamar gets the ball. I mean, he takes over at the, you know, Lamar at the Flacco goes down, and he wins pretty much the rest of his games. I think he only lost one game, and I think it was to the Chiefs in that last half of the year. Make the playoffs. Not only make the playoffs, he single-handedly won the division. Yeah, we lost that year. Wasn't really expecting to go too much in that year as far as the playoffs go. Because I was like, okay, you know, we just getting our feet whipped with the guy. And you can argue if he started at the beginning of the game, he would have probably been rookie of the year. Year two, he comes in. He pretty much got unanimous MVP, went 14-2. Right? Yeah, we lost to the Titans, but now the notion is, oh, he can't win a playoff game. So then he come back the next year, even catches COVID, and then he catches cramps, or it took a poop, a shit, whatever the fuck it was. In the Browns game, come back. They said he couldn't win from behind. We was behind. We was behind in a Colts game early that year. He came back in the second half. He came out. Matter of fact, in the Browns game, the infamous Monday Night Football game, probably the greatest Monday Night Football game of all time, and brought us back and won it. I even think the year before that, people forget, we were down with the Browns in their home stadium. And I think what he did was, okay, I think we were like down by like two touchdowns. And he threw two touchdown passes in probably about 2 minutes. I think he threw one. Then we got an interception or a turnover somehow. Then he threw another one. It was another infamous Browns game. We always had these infamous Browns games now, you know. And now they're like, oh, the pressure is mostly on him as a quarterback. Out of any quarterback, even out of the quarterbacks in the draft, he got the most pressure because he won unanimous MVP. It's not his fault he won unanimous MVP. He just balled. Why can't a guy like Baker Mayfield get more pressure than any other quarterback out of that draft? Because he was the first number one overall pick. Why can't Sam Darnold get the pressure? He had to switch teams. Josh Rosen, he's probably, this guy, like, he's fighting to be still stick on the team, his fourth team, in four years. Not his fault, but I'm just saying. And Josh Allen just came into his own last year, pretty much. But Lamar was already, like, on a higher, like, already on a different level. But these guys got drafted before him, and he's got the most pressure. He can't throw the football, but his QBR, his quarterback rating is not even low. It's high. Higher than a lot of other quarterbacks that's supposed to be accurate with the football. And they be like, well, they throw more. Well, schemes matter in football, right? If I'm a quarterback, I'd be like, I would rather throw less than to throw more. I don't want to go out there throwing 50 fucking times. I'd rather just go out there and throw at least 30. And if that, because if my run game is working, why the fuck would I have to work hard to throw a lot? I don't need to throw a lot and throw 500 yards to win this fucking game. Lamar can, you know, throw 17 of 25, probably 200 yards. And, you know, we can still be up. We can still bang like 40 points on the scoreboard. That's how potent our offense is. And our defense is never no slouch. I can't wait for football, and I can't wait for my picks. And my picks is probably going to be probably off, and my picks may be wrong. But I'm not wrong about Lamar Jackson. I don't care what team he was on. He couldn't have even been on my team, and I would have still justified the fact that this guy is awesome and is great. Michael Vick said he's a better football player overall more than him. Lamar Jackson is on a whole nother level than a lot of other quarterbacks in his league. I feel like he's great, but nobody doesn't give him his due diligence like they're supposed to. And yet he's the one with the most pressure because he was the least guy that people even believed in the first fucking place, but he got the most pressure. Ain't that funny? I already knew what the guy could do when I followed this guy since Louisville anyway, so it didn't matter to me. I already put pressure on myself about him in my own head. But I'm talking about for all these other guys, these are the same guys that talk about Lamar when he first came in and said he couldn't do the shit. Like, share, subscribe, folks. You can listen to me on Anchor.fm or you can listen to me on all your other platforms. You can download the Anchor app. You can listen to me on Spotify, Google Cast, Apple Podcasts, and everything else. I'm available on all these platforms, folks. I will be doing another show tomorrow because I'll be doing more. It'll be more wrestling-based. And I might go over the Ohio State game because I'm about to actually watch that now because it's 7:34. That game just started. But other than that, folks, I'm out.